The unemployment rate is at its lowest level in 3 years, at 8.3%.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill. The economy added 243,000 jobs in January, better than almost anyone expected. But President Obama says there's still work to be done.
There's still far too many Americans who need a job or need a job that pays better than the one they have now. But the economy is growing stronger. The recovery is speeding up. And we've got to do everything in our power to keep it going.
For more, we go to Alan Krueger at the White House. He's the chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisors. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
So what strikes you about these numbers?
I say every month that you need to look at the jobs report in the context of other information that's coming in. And I think we see a picture of a job market that is healing, that's recovering from the trauma that was inflicted by the recession that began back at the end of 2007. And it's extremely important that we take the steps to keep up this momentum, such as by extending the two percentage point payroll tax reduction, as well as extending unemployment benefits for the rest of 2012.
Now, what were you surprised by in today's report?
What the report indicates is that the job growth was pretty broad-based. It was spread over a number of industries. And this recovery has been unique because of the nature of the crisis in the first place. Most recoveries are fueled by very strong growth in home building, but because we overbuilt so many houses, construction has been very weak. And we did see growth in construction jobs. We saw 50,000 manufacturing jobs. So we're seeing that the steps that were taken to continue the recovery, to dig our way out of this deep hole, have been working, and I think that's encouraging.
Now, as you just mentioned, jobs were added in manufacturing, construction, some retail jobs. But are these the kind of jobs that we want for the economy that we want?
Well, the president emphasized in his State of the Union a blueprint for building an America that's stronger, for an economy that's built to last. And that is based on a stronger manufacturing sector, American energy, increasing the skills of the workforce, as well as a return to American values of fairness. And last month, we saw 50,000 new manufacturing jobs added. The president has a strategy for strengthening manufacturing. Manufacturing tends to provide employment for less skilled workers, helping them to get into the middle class.
Now, an 8.3% unemployment rate is better than we've seen in a while, but there are a lot of people out there who just aren't looking for work anymore and aren't counted. What do you say to them?
I think what's particularly important is that we keep up the momentum creating more jobs that will strengthen the economy. We need also to increase the skills of the American workforce. I think the key variable here is job growth. The drop in the unemployment rate last month was entirely a result of faster job growth, not from a drop in people participating in the labor force. And we just need to keep up that momentum of quicker job growth to provide more opportunities for American workers.
Alan Krueger is the chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Now, let's do the numbers. The markets just love today's job numbers. The NASDAQ is up 1.5%. The S&P is up nearly 1.33%. The Dow is up 146 points at 12,852. Gas prices are up, too, because more people working means more people driving.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, a European location offering a workforce that's well-educated, smart, and driven. More at investni.com/invest. By Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the Internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on mileage and safe driving habits. Learn more at progressive.com.
Now to Nevada, where Republicans will pick their favorite presidential candidate tomorrow. No doubt the housing market will be front and center. Nevada led the nation in foreclosures last year. And so Nevada is where we launch our new Wealth and Poverty Desk. Here's Marketplace's Sarah Gardner.
Meet Tom Wedeen, husband, father of three, and hurting homeowner.
This is our cul-de-sac. I call it Foreclosure Lane.
With Dean, his wife Denise, and their daughters live in Enterprise, a middle-class suburb just south of Las Vegas. Their street isn't even a decade old yet, but it's seen plenty of trouble.
There's 11 houses on it. Nine have been foreclosed, two of them foreclosed twice.
Wood Dean fears his house will be next. The couple used to run a small business fixing properties damaged by fire or burst water pipes. But since losing that business during the housing bust, the Woodeens have struggled to make payments on their four-bedroom home.
It was about a year that we started having to use credit cards to survive.
In fact, Denise says, they haven't made a payment in months.
So I guess we're just kind of waiting for that sticker on our door right now. I do look every day.
Like many Nevada homeowners, the Woodeens are stuck. Their house is worth a mere third of their $450,000 mortgage. They can't make any money selling the house, and even if they could sell and move, the job market isn't that promising elsewhere. Tom says, funny thing is, when times were good, their suburban street attracted some riffraff.
Well, I think because drug dealers could buy houses for no money down.
Since all the foreclosures, though, the Woodeens say decent families have moved in. They're hoping a new state law that makes it harder for banks to foreclose will buy them some time. Tom's busy hunting for a new career, and the family just filed for personal bankruptcy to get out from under some old business debt.
It's a new road for us to travel on. I wish we weren't there. But it basically is going to give us a fresh start, and you know that's what we need. I'm 47. I don't have too much time to get another start going and be able to generate an income.
One saving grace, Woodeen says, Denise's part-time job at Starbucks. It doesn't begin to pay the bills, but it's the only reason they have health insurance. In Enterprise, Nevada, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
And finally, to Spain, where a tiny town of 70 households won the country's giant Christmas lottery. Turns out everyone in the town got a piece of the $950 million prize. That is, everyone except one guy. He told the New York Times that the group that organized the lottery ticket buy overlooked him. But he did get a payday. One of his newly wealthy neighbors bought some land he'd been trying to sell. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The Republican presidential race moves to Nevada this Saturday, but what do the voters really think?
I think our economy sucks.
I am so optimistic for the things that are going to happen.
I am hopeful that the economy will get better because I would like a job.
The Real Economy, our special election coverage live from Las Vegas, next time on Marketplace from APM American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.